So we're going to continue our series in John's Gospel about the I Am sayings of Jesus. So do turn with me to page 1016 in the Church Bibles, and I'll read to you just three verses from verse 7 to 10. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." So I wanted to focus very briefly this morning, afternoon even, on just verse 9, and more specifically on just one word in verse 9. You might have heard this passage being preached on before, talking about salvation and eternity and eternal life, and it definitely relates to that. But I want to focus today on what Jesus is saying here about our current lives today, the place of rest he offers and the call he puts on our lives as a result. So verse 9 again, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." This last word, saved, is the Greek word sozo, which you might have heard before. It's a really brilliant word that kind of describes a whole range of things. It describes salvation. It describes being kept safe and sound, preserving, being safeguarded, being healed, and most of all, being made whole and being made well again. In other words, there is certainly a future sense to what Jesus is saying here, that he is the gateway through which salvation comes. But there's also a very present and continuous sense of healing and of safety and of protection to what it is that Jesus is telling us here as he acts as the gateway. What does this look like? We often talk about resting places, about genuine rest and recuperation with God, and about safety. And the image Jesus paints us is the gateway to a shepherd's pen in the countryside. And back then in Israel, there were a load of these pens all around the countryside, which were literally stone walls with a gap in where the shepherd would lie down to stop wolves and all sorts from coming through and attacking the sheep at night time. So it's a place of safety where Jesus is literally the gateway, and he is literally the safety that protects us from the world outside and what might attack us. The question today is, are we residing in this place, or are we sitting somewhere else? Just jumping back five chapters, I'm a bit off piece here, I'm afraid, but on page 1009, if you want to look it up in the Bibles, there are seven verses, which is a terrific story that Jesus tells about a healing. I'll read it to you quickly. "Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five coloured colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralysed, and they waited for the moving of the waters. From time to time, an angel of the Lord would come down and stir up the waters. The first one into the pool after each such disturbance would be cured of whatever disease they had. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked, 'Do you want to get well?' 'Sir,' the invalid replied, 'I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Get up, pick up your mat and walk.' Once the man was cured, he picked up his mat and walked." Now, this is another great story of Jesus' healing. But more importantly, he asks an amazingly profound question to this man who has been in the same place and has been lame for 38 years of his life. "Do you want to be well?" On the surface, it seems like a perfectly obvious question. Yes, he probably does. But Jesus knows him, and he knows that there's more to it than this. And what he's really asking here is, does he want to leave this place that he has grown so accustomed to? He's developed his own comfort zone, but it's not what God has planned for him. He's not being healed, but it's difficult for him to imagine another place that he could go to. There are plenty of other places that we can be led to by, as Jesus says in our passage, the thieves and the robbers. These can take many forms. Perhaps we've trapped ourselves in lies about our self-worth or our value in the world. Perhaps we're in an abusive relationship. There are a whole lot of things where we trap ourselves in lies, and we are not allowing ourselves to rest as Jesus intends us to. We can find it hard to leave these places of pain and come to the place of healing. Jesus so well sums up the difference between these places in verse 10 that you've no doubt heard before. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Coming back to this continuous sense of healing, in Exodus 15, we are introduced to one of the names of God, which is Yahweh Rapha, which translates literally to the God who is healing rather than the God who can heal. So we are called to come to a place where we are continually healed, we are continually rested, and we are continually at one with God. The second question today is, are we leaving this place to go out to the pasture? For some of us, we won't consider ourselves in a place of pain, but perhaps we are in a place of stagnation. We might not feel the same paralysis the man does in John 5, but we might have built up comfort zones around us. It's easy to miss here the second half of verse 9 that we looked at earlier on. They will come in and go out and find pasture. As Christians, we believe that God has a purpose for us all, and that purpose does involve leaving the place of rest. In verse 3 in the same chapter, it's written, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. These destinations will not have the same safety and rest as the sheep pen we talked about earlier on. But that doesn't mean he's not with us. The same verse says, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them and his sheep follow them because they know his voice. Part of our Christian life, and therefore part of having life to the full, is, to use the cliche, leaving our comfort zones. We all know this, but it's often hard to actually do this. So let's focus also on what it is God might be calling us to do outside of the pen. So just to close, there are perhaps a few groups that we would like to pray for today after the talk. And those are perhaps people who are in this comfort zone, and I very much include myself in this a lot of the time. Those who are perhaps not feeling particularly challenged in what they're doing at the moment. Those who are at one with God and are well rested, but maybe aren't quite listening to the call he's putting on their lives. Come up and pray with us and talk to him about what it is he might have planned for you outside that zone. And secondly, those who are in a place of pain now and are finding it difficult to leave and move to a place of safety. God wants to make you whole again and to restore you to a full life. And we have plenty of people here who would love to talk to you and pray with you about that. Thank you.